Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
744, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you'll find a story there about Bobby Hebert and Deuce McAllister and their early impressions after the Saints OTAs. You'll also find our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Can you be pro-life and pro-death penalty? And as it stands now, and these numbers have been rather consistent throughout the morning, it's about 70% saying yes, you can, 30% saying no. We'll talk to Archbishop Amon about that in the next half hour. Right now, Alex Coker joins us, adjunct professor at Tulane University and an associate professor with the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, to talk about the Morganza Spillway. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. I appreciate your time. I honestly would not know where the Morganza Spillway was, but I had a daughter that goes, well, she's graduated now, but to school in northwestern Louisiana. And as a result, I took that 190 shortcut between Baton Rouge and Opelousas, and I believe I drove right over some of it. Did I not?
That sounds correct. Yes, it's about 75 miles north of Baton Rouge. So just south of the old river control structure, which splits water from the Mississippi into the Atchafalaya River.
So let's start with why it needs to be open now, and then I guess we'll progress on to what does it mean to the people north of there, the people that it will prevent, and who will it prevent from flooding, and what does it mean to the people south of there, because the water's got to go somewhere?
Yeah, those are great questions. The simplest story is there's a lot of water coming down the Mississippi River, and we have the river is emptied, so there's a couple flood control valves in it when we've got a lot of water coming down it. The most common one that we're all familiar with is the Bonnecary Spillway, which they've opened up twice this year. And right now, the Bonnecary is about three-quarters of its maximum capacity to take out water. And there's still more water coming down the river. And it looks like there's enough water coming down the river that they're going to have to open up the Morganza, which is the second flood control valve in the system.
So does this go to where they measure it, Doctor, in terms of they measured at one spot to determine the Bonnecary. They measured at another spot to determine about Morganza. Are they related?
They've got a few different thresholds. So the threshold is at when there's about 1.25 million cubic feet of water coming south of Tarbert's Landing. They open up when they've got above that threshold. They open up the Bonnecary Spillway. When it gets above 1.5 million cubic feet per second of water, then they open up the Morganza. Now, there's a little bit, if you want to get a little geeky, there's a little bit of a trick in there, or a complication in there.
Sure.
The Army, and this is why there's a little bit of a question in there, the Army Corps sets all their thresholds at the volume of water coming down, the flow, whether it's gallons per minute or cubic feet per second, rather than the height of the water. And the area around the Morganza Spillway, in that reach of the Mississippi River, it's filtered in over the last couple of decades. And so that the relationship between the flow of the water and the height of the water has changed a little bit. And that's why you see some of the uncertainty in the exact opening date.
So does that mean the water is not I guess that's how you'd say it. The water is not as deep as it once was because of sediment?
The water is actually a little bit deeper. Of sediment. So you've actually raised the bed of the Mississippi River, so it's higher the height of the water is higher for the number of gallons per minute in the river.
So as far as
and
flow, that would have what effect on that?
So that basically means that it's a little bit trickier to predict exactly when the Morganza should open. That relationship between the water flow and the water height hasn't changed much during the Bonnecary Spillway, but it has changed near the Morganza. So there's a little bit of a question. If you'll hear in the news, there's a question about the exact date that they should open it, and that's because that relationship has changed a little bit. But that said, there's still probably enough water coming down the Mississippi River to have to open up the Morganza.
I want to work the listeners' questions in here, if I may, Doctor. And you sure. All can text me at 870-870. It's a lot more efficient than calling. You don't have to stay on hold, and I can pass a question along to the professor. This one says, if we are on the fence regarding opening up the upstream spillway, why are we at 75% open to Bonnie Carey and not 100% open?
Oh, that's great, because there's a lot more water coming down the Mississippi River. So I was just trying to get an estimate last night, and it looks like that is about 200,000 cubic feet per second of water coming down the Mississippi, additional water that could come down the Mississippi River. And the Bonnie Carey spillway could take about another 100,000 cubic feet per second of water. So they'll probably max out the Bonnie Carey, and then once they max that out, they'll probably open the Morganza.
So that means they will open the Bonnie Carey 100% before they open?
You know, I'm not a core spokesman,
right,
so I can't give you a guarantee on that.
But would that make sense?
But the math would make sense, that they would open up the Bonnie Carey to its maximum, and then any additional water they would send down the Morganza.
Very interesting question. Thank you to whomever texted that in. If you have any for the doctor, 260-1870. Better yet, text me, 870-870, and that way I can pass a question along to the doctor, and you don't have to hang on. 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. 3 before another code word in the $1,000, 12K a day, Intercom National Cash Giveaway. Our guest is Alex Kolker, adjunct professor at Tulane University and an associate professor with the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. We're talking about the Morganza Spillway being opened possibly for only the third time in history. The two prior times were in 73 and 2011. Doctor, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I think the most important questions are, who is this going to help and who is it going to hurt?
So it's going to help people in New Orleans and people in Baton Rouge and many people that live along the Mississippi River. The Morganza is basically an outlet valve, and it's there to prevent the river from getting too high and creating flood risks in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and quite frankly, all the communities along the Mississippi River, whether that's some of the refineries there, the smaller communities in places like Asheri. So it really helps anyone that lives along the Mississippi River. The people that I would be concerned most about are the people down in Morgan City, because that area is the outlet for is where all the water that's going to come down the Atchafalaya is going to be. So I would be most concerned about people in Morgan City and people that might have any interest in the Atchafalaya River, in the Atchafalaya floodway. Now, those areas are relatively undeveloped, and they've been kept that way as a flood control outlet. So I would be most concerned about people in Morgan City, and people in New Orleans and Baton Rouge should be thankful.
A great text comes in and asks about duration, and once the water goes into the spillway, how long does it take to flow out, and when can people that are in that area get back to normal?
That's a great question. I would say that it's going to be it'll probably be on the order of a month or two. They'll probably have it open for a period of a couple of weeks, and then it'll probably take a week or two and a couple weeks to go down.
In some ways, does it enrich the area with the sediment? Is it a blessing in disguise? I hate to put it that way, but...
Yeah. You know, I mean, the Mississippi River brings a lot of organic-y silt down the river, and it can be very fertile. That's, you know, the Mississippi River Delta region, you know, around Vicksburg. That area is some of the most fertile farmland in the country, and that's because that's all the silt from the Mississippi River. So, some of that material can be good for farmland. Now, in areas where the river's going fast, it can be erosive, and that can be a problem. It could also be a benefit to places like the Lax Lake Delta. You know, when this mud hits the ocean, it settles out and it builds land. So the area by south of Morgan City, the Lax Lake and the Atchafalaya River Delta, those areas are building land with that silt from the Atchafalaya River. So,
thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you'll come back on with us. Right now, it's time to give a
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.